Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As I prowl up and down the aisles of my favorite markets, I start to cook up ideas for the week's coming dinners. In the season of squash and beets and cabbage, I keep turning to pork as my protein of choice. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Restaurant, one of my all-time favorite meat guys, is here with us today on Radio Kitchen. Shane Hughes of Liberty Delight Farms. Yeah. Shane, welcome.
Good to have you, Shane.
Hey, great. Thanks. Great to be here.
And, you know, Jerry, a few years ago, I was down at Waterfront Kitchen, and you had fixed up a mess of pork chops, and you told me you were using something called the Berkshire pork.
Yeah, great heirloom variety and a great pig, and I know Shane's got a bunch of them.
Excellent. Yes, I do. I have about 30 to 40 of them.
Nice.
How do you like working with them?
Oh, I love it. They're such a mild-tempered animal. They're spoiled rotten. They really fit this environment here in Maryland in the Mid-Atlantic. They're you know, survive the summers well. They make it through the winters. They're just a really hardy animal that really fits the climate nice.
Well, as people love heirloom tomatoes now, sure, because they're so different from the ordinary production tomatoes, I have fallen in love with Berkshire pork products because the flavor is amazing.
Oh, it's made, and they marble up so nice, mm-hmm, you know, and they just, you know, we pasture graze them, you know, they forage, they're great forage animals, and they just really do well, and the marbling in the meat is fantastic.
So out on the farm, are they intermixed with all the other animals, or you have them in a separate area?
We have separate pastures.
Do
yeah,
you?
We raise beef and pastured pork, and they, you know, pigs are pigs, and they love to burrow and get
out.
Yeah. You know, often you'll find them intermixed with the cattle, but we try to keep them separate and keep them, you know, segregated. But they do occasionally get in with the cattle, but they're fine.
Yeah. How did you decide to start working with the Berkshires?
A good friend of mine raises them, and, you know, he was telling me about them, how hard they are, how well they do in this environment, and uh-huh, how easy they are to feed and marble up, and, you know, yeah, so that's really kind of how I defaulted to that breed.
So, I mean, I've always found that sort of the prime cuts from these pigs are delicious. But you're putting out everything, right? You're doing whole animals?
We do the whole animal, yeah. We raise them there on the farm, and I take them to Stony Point Farm Market.
Okay.
They do the slaughtering for me, and then I bring them back, and I sell everything from bacon to pork chops to pork cubes. We eat sausage, hams, everything.
Right. That's awesome.
And, Jerry, I don't think it's just my imagination, but I think a Berkshire pork chop, for instance, goes extremely well with the food that we have in this season.
Of course. I mean, apples, how can you not? I mean, I don't know if you feed those guys any apples.
We do, yeah. Oh,
I was
yeah.
gonna say,
yeah.
It's kind of like you yeah. are what you eat situation. They, but,
exactly. We yeah. We work with some local farmers, like delis in the area there in Reisterstown, and they save all their food scraps for us, and
nice.
Vegetables and fruits. And of course, when we go to the farmers markets, all the orchards, you know, save their tomatoes and apples, everything there. And, you know, we always bring them home, give them to the pigs. And as soon as they see my truck pull in, they're like, you know, all lined up against the fence because they know they're going to get something to eat.
Well, speaking of markets, where can we find Liberty Delight Farms?
We are here in Baltimore at the Waverly Farmers Market on Saturday.
Nice.
We do the Catonsville Farmers Market on Sunday, and then we're also over in D.C. on Sundays at Bethesda, Rockville on Saturdays, and then Virginia on Sundays.
That's great. Shane, I'll see you next Saturday at Waverly.
Yeah. All right, sounds
Thanks
good.
Thanks for being with us. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.